Good morning. I'm here to talk to you about two paths. No, I'm not talking about I-95 or the Turnpike, but do you know where your life is headed? Is it leading to salvation or to destruction? Maybe some of you heard of the directions on where you want to go spiritually. But my question is, what if I told you you only had two paths to choose from? Which path will you choose? Will it be the broad path or the narrow path? When I go out either to the movies or to the mall, a big crowd draws attention, and it becomes the main attraction, making you curious to see what is going on or maybe being a part of that crowd. You never know who you might find. You might find an old friend, maybe from years back, or an acquaintance. You never know. But that person or whoever it may be, they might drag you in the middle of the crowd or wherever, making it hard for you to go back where you were from in the beginning. Me personally, me and my brother and I, we make up nicknames for large crowds, such like young people or just me and him, we make up silly names. But when we go and we see large crowds, we call them thick. So that's our funny calling way of saying they're, you know, large. But referring back to the Bible in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 13 and 14, and it reads, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life. And only a few will find it." Wow. Isn't that something? Well, it looks like to me that the thick crowd, as I say, isn't always the correct one to go to. No, I don't think so. So what if the crowd is large? That doesn't mean it's the right way to go. It seems like the broad road is the most appealing to the worldly, and we must avoid it. Why do most go the broad way? I'm not saying we all do it. We're human. We all make mistakes. We all fall short. Nobody's perfect, but Jesus was. But God doesn't expect us to be like Jesus. But folks, why do we fall away from God? So we can say we want to do me time? It may be that doing wrong takes little thinking time and little effort to recognize the mistake or the decision. So we say, nah, it won't happen to me. It won't happen again. Or maybe that's only the first time God will understand. Or maybe it's because we give into temptation and give, and we give into temptation and give up and let Satan win. Please, will you turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and a single verse 33. "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." If you have the King James Version, yours probably would be a little bit different, but I have the NIV version, so mine says bad company corrupts good character. But yours, if you do have the King James Version, it should bad company corrupts good morals. So slightly different, but still the same. But we need to always keep our sword and shield on for Christ, for which if we don't, we are vulnerable for Satan to win the battle. This takes a lot of work, and we may get weak giving up on faith at times. So we fall away and do what we want, do what is pleasing and desires of us, or what gives us pleasure. Folks, that's the easy way. Anybody can do what they want to do and have no regards to it or not having somebody to correct them. God tells us that serving him is not just a one-day job. We must be a full employee 24-7, 24 days, 7, 24 hours, 7 days a week in this occupation, and only few receive the full paycheck. Most go on the Broadway, but you can take a shift and take a detour. Will you do it? Why do only few take the narrow way? Let's turn to Philemon, the first chapter, and verses 21 through 23, please. And it reads, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far." As you can see from this scripture, this side, on the other hand, is a brighter side, a side to hope. God's throne someday may be one of our duties if we serve him well. You must seek first his kingdom so we may find the truth, not enticing lies from Satan. God will have many rewards for those who follow in his footsteps. Whew, man, can't you just believe it? Can't you just imagine how awesome that would be to say, "I followed him and it was all worth it"? To say, "I've made it, Lord, I've made it. I'm home." Where is your heart? Is it on worldliness or holiness? I've told you the two paths, the narrow or the broad, but what path are you particularly on? It can only be one. Will you take the open road and lead to a dead end, or will you take the narrow, the one that keeps going for miles? You can't ride both paths at the same time, can you? I guarantee you won't, because you will collide at the end. Such as in Matthew, the 6th chapter, and in single verse 24. And it reads, "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Well, this is a nice scripture. It says, I think this passage fits the one so much because, just like I said, you can't take both paths. You can't serve God and money. You will have to take one which is more beneficial and meaningful to you in your life, which is the money or God. God didn't say that it was bad to make money. It's all about how you use it, the way and the expenses of what it goes to. God doesn't want us to put our monies into lavish lifestyles, expensive clothes, and fast cars and all these things. He rather wants us to give it up to a charity or pass it on to a family who really needs it. So it doesn't matter if you make money, it's just how you use it, bottom line. If you are an unbeliever, God forbids, but please turn to Revelation 21:8 and let's see what it reads about non-believers. And it reads, "But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexual immoral, those who practice magic arts, the adulterers, and the all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur." Whew, man. Now ask yourself this question. Do you really want to take this route? Do you really? To be in eternity with brimstone and fiery pits, with lies, hatred, pain, and suffering, and on top of that, Satan. Do you want to live that life? If you ask me personally, I don't know. I don't think I'll go that route. No, not me, sir. But it's never too late. If you want to turn away, you must follow God's laws and commandments. But let me tell you, it's no easy road. It's not an easy route. It may get rough, it may get hard. You may feel like that at times you will struggle. You may want to quit, but you can't. But at the end, God will tell you and say to you, well done. So that's all that matters in the end. So I will leave this answer up to you. We leave today saved, or we leave with sin inside of you. When we get to the end of Leo Lane, what will be your choice? Will you go down the small, narrow road, or will you pass it and go on Military Trail, which is the Broadway? Make up your mind before it is too late. Thank you.